Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there in Dot Zack Building in the Grand Center area, right here in St. Louis, Missouri. New records in every Friday, so come by, check it out, and pick up some new music. They have a great local selection, as well as all your favorite national acts. And check it all out. Shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're always giving away records and different things, and tickets and shows. And so follow along. It pays to support. Also, this year, Music Record Shop is the official record store of Lou Fest. So check it out. If you're over at Lou Fest this year, be sure to visit and say hey and pick up some new records from all your favorite Lou Fest artists. Again, everything at musicrecordshop.com. Check it out. Very excited to welcome Dynamic Screen Printing to the show. These guys have been just crushing it lately. They've been making shirts for all your favorites around town, including the brand new Rock Paper Podcast shirt. So I'm a proud customer. These guys have become great friends of mine, and I'm super happy that they're a part of this show now. This is a very exciting stuff. So check out Dynamic Screen Printing on Facebook. Feel free to email them any of your ideas at dynamicscreenprintingstl@gmail.com. And if you mention the show, 10% off your first order. So that's very exciting, very cool stuff. And get involved. Like I said, they're doing really great stuff. If you thinking about making some shirts for your band or next event or whatever it might be, whatever you need screen printed, feel free to reach out to Dynamic Screen Printing. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Oh, yeah, this is the Macho Man, Randy Savage, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. Check it out at rockpaperpodcast.com. Yeah, dig it!
What's up, everybody? This is Two Cities, One World, and you're listening to...
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Ooh.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Two Cities, One World. Welcome to the show, everybody.
All right, what's up, everybody? Thanks for having us, man. Super cool.
I guess you both want to introduce yourselves properly.
Go ahead, Anna.
Okay, my name is Anna Novakatur, and I am from Bulgaria, and now I live in St. Louis because I'm married to that guy next to me.
That's the guy.
Now you introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Billy, and no, I'm just kidding. My name is Jared Couture. I'm originally from St. Louis. I moved away from St. Louis about close to six years ago. Now I moved back, and this time I brought this girl with me because we got married in L.A.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But we're back in action, baby. Bulgaria and St. Louis.
Yeah, that's this is very cool. I mean, I met Jared maybe, I don't know, spring or something like that. We got to talking, I think, through J.D. Hughes, maybe. Like that. We ran into each other through Oyster Bar and stuff and got to talking. And so I just recently have learned of the band. And then, there's a lot of fun for me for this show. It's constantly discovering new music and stuff, so it's a lot of fun for that. But
yeah, it's great to, like, you know, hear new music coming out of St. Louis and Bulgaria, and like and that you know, knowing that this is coming right out of our hometown, and you know, maybe not have heard of it before yet, so it's very exciting to keep discovering new music around here. So
there's a lot of it.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Yes. A lot of great music coming out of St. Louis right now, so very exciting times. But yeah, you guys just spent quite a few weeks in Bulgaria, right, for the summer?
We did, yes. Yeah, we were there. Weeks. Yeah, we were there for 9 weeks. We planned it. We had a tour there, and it was awesome. We did the same last year as well. So, we keep going back.
Yeah.
And getting inspired.
Yeah. Stuff. But this is a part of our band. You know, the funny thing is we named our band, we met in Los Angeles at Musicians Institute. Anna went for vocals, I went for guitar. We met and, you know, we fell in love. But anyway, the funny thing was when we were trying to decide our band name, a friend helped us. She's like, Two Cities, you guys are from Two Cities. And we ended up going with Two Cities, One World as our name. But the funny thing about that is what had happened is now that's our lifestyle.
Right.
So it's not just a name. It all this stuff came out of it that I didn't expect at all before.
We had no idea. Thing. Yeah.
So now we literally live in St. Louis and in Bulgaria, kind of. We're going to both places all the time, you know, every year. So we were just there for 9 weeks, and that was, it was definitely amazing, man. Played a lot of really cool festivals. We played for the U.S. Embassy for the 4th of July party on July 6th, actually. That was super cool. Played the Bulgarian national anthem.
It was very, very official. We had to play the Bulgarian national anthem and the American national anthem. And there was a ceremony with the
Marine Corps.
And it was, oh my God, my throat was so dry. I never get nervous singing. But then I was just, it's maybe because of the expectation of everybody around me. And it's such a big deal to sing those anthems. You know, usually when people sing the national anthem, they use a track. They don't sing it live because it's such a big deal to sing it well and perform it. And I was so nervous. And we were standing on stage with the U.S. ambassador and his wife, which is a huge honor. And we're
the Marines all there.
The Marines are walking. Oh, my. It was like, just amazing.
Just in front of us. Do you know, because actually I was in Marine Corps ROTC in high school. It's kind of funny because, you know, in the military, when you're at attention, you completely stare directly straight. But it's just kind of funny when there's people standing right in front of me looking directly at me without,
without it was movement. Definitely a special moment. And
it was really awesome.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. I saw me. I got to see a little video, little pictures and stuff of you guys playing down there. And it was like, just beautiful. Like, I mean, that's
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Maybe, so cool.
Made me very jealous that I wasn't able to.
So I was like, you can come next time. Yeah, right. Seriously, it's amazing to be there and here as well. So we get to experience so much.
So, I mean, like you're saying, you do travel a lot between the two. I mean, what, as far as like music wise, what's like the biggest difference you feel like between Bulgaria audience compared to St. Louis audience? Like, how is there much difference, or
it's a great question. There's
we
a very
get asked
difference.
That question a lot, and I think it's cool that people bring it up.
It's a very big difference. That's like, how do you say this? One thing I love about St. Louis is that people love music and people love to dance, and people, you know,
people are very expressive and free.
People are very free here. It's cool because when you go to a show, it's normal to dance. Mm-hmm. There, it's a different thing. A lot of times, it's more, people are a lot more closed off. So it's just different. But also, a lot of the places are more like for sitting and watching the music.
They just don't dance
as much. Based
people
on
in general in Bulgaria, there's a few factors that are playing a role into people's reaction to music. First of all, I've noticed that in the States, music is part of everything you do. So people are more aware of it and know how to respond and interact with music itself and with musicians. Whereas in Bulgaria, we were communist for a long time. So people were, you know, just links onto a big chain. They couldn't really express themselves. You couldn't wear your hair a certain way. You had to be all uniformed. It was very difficult times, you know, for somebody to be expressive and yourself, it was almost impossible. So I understand that the older generation there is not, like, they love music, but they wouldn't necessarily even, like, connect with you as a performer, which is very difficult for us, mm-hmm. because we're like, these people are not responding, but actually they come after, they come to us, sure. and they tell us that they mm-hmm. really loved it. And we are thinking, like, well, we had no idea. You know, of course they clap and they're yeah. respectful, but it's like, it's a big difference. And I understand that this is from the social background of the two countries, you know, what the nations have gone through. And
well, you it's said, interesting. Like you said, it's respectful. That's how I would imagine seeing the kind of the biggest difference, because maybe I feel like today, you know, here in St. Louis and in the States and everywhere, you know, like, people kind of, I think maybe kind of take all this stuff for granted a little bit. You know, everybody's on their cell phone the whole time. You know, either want a video of it or you know, everything else. But no, people aren't even really, very few people are fully engaged in, like, what you guys are doing. You know, like, they're not,
yeah.
it's just not a very attentive audience. You know, a lot of times people are doing everything else and or talking the whole time during the show and stuff. And it's like, as a fan, like, you know, that stuff drives me crazy after a while. Like, I love, right. I hate when, like, especially at a nice, quiet singer-songwriter type of setting or something, and you got people that want to have a conversation all the time. Like, go outside. Like, why are you going to ruin this for me? You know, like, so.
I agree yeah. with you. I think also that this is part of our generation and our society nowadays, that mm-hmm. we are very distracted, easily distractible, and it's hard for us to
click
focus.
It's all clickbait on the internet. Yeah. But yes. That turns into our mind and our subconscious mind, just a scattered clickbait thing.
It's yeah, I think it's a real issue nowadays with society anywhere. We see it traveling around the world as well. I wouldn't say it's limited to the U.S. audience, right. but it's definitely something that we as a generation need to work on.
Sure.
You know?
Well, I saw Rob Zombie a couple of years ago at... over at the amphitheater, Riverport, or whatever you want to call it.
yeah.
And I was over there, and he, you know, he basically called out the audience. He's like, he told them to put their phones down. He's like, there's enough shitty YouTube videos of this show online. Like, we don't need another one. Like, just, well, and, you know, engage in the show. Be a part of what is going on here. You know, dance with your friends next door, you know, everybody. And then people, he was trying to get people to clap along, and then he's like, and he stopped. He's like, we're not playing this song until you guys clap. He's like, I know what it sounds like when you're clapping with one phone or one hand because you got your phone in your other hand or something like that.
Oh,
you know, he's
God.
Like, so, and then people started clapping, and then he's like, this is what it was like going to concerts in the 90s, you know. So I was like, I mean, again, it might have been a little excessive, but he had a point, you know. It's like, just,
right.
you know, be a part of the experience, like, engage in what's going on and have fun.
Honestly, I think that's far more valuable than having, and again, I'm not a person who takes videos and photos all the time,
right.
and it's probably because I just really love being here and just paying attention to what's going on, because when I look at the screen or whatever to take a video or a photo, my attention's at the screen,
right.
and I don't have the I can't even explain it, the comprehension that I can have without the device
sure.
in my hand. So I'm definitely, you know, I don't do the video stuff.
Yeah. I might take a little bit just to kind of rub it in their face, like, this is where, you know, you should be here.
You should
thing.
Be here.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, I don't sit there and record the whole show and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, you know, it's just like so many people are worrying about it for later. It's like, worry about the now. Like, have fun right now. But anyway. So while you guys were down there, I did see also you guys shared some live video sessions. You in a beautiful room, open studio.
Yeah,
that was really neat.
This was last year. So this is not this summer, but the previous summer, we actually won the Grand Prix at a
music competition.
Competition.
We actually
sorts.
Won 7 awards. And the number one top award, which was a big honor for us.
Which was to record in the Bulgarian
yes.
National Radio. So that's Bulgarian National Radio.
This is the hall that the Symphonic Orchestra records at. And
it
it's,
amazing.
Trust
yeah.
me, it is incredible.
It was awesome.
Their equipment, you know, their mixing
yeah.
board is, there's only two in the world of that. You know, and the people who recorded us did a fantastic job,
oh, yeah.
I think.
If you listen to the quality of that audio, it's four people, and it's so clear and so nice. Yeah. It sounds amazing.
And it's all of these older dudes, you know, like, you would think, you know, they wouldn't really understand our music, or like, we are too young, too modern, but, you know, they were liking it, and they did a fantastic job working with our sound and understanding us, which was very impressive to me.
Oh, yeah. They were awesome. Bulgarian National Radio, yeah. You can see those guys. But we have new videos from this summer, too, that are live jazz, from live jazz festivals, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And I would say that the national radio in Bulgaria is one of the biggest supporters of new music.
Original.
In general.
Just people.
Original music.
Nice, yes.
I want to give it to them. They're awesome.
For sure. Well, let's go back a little bit. You guys did tell me, you mentioned you met in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So is that, I guess, realized you both play and started forming this group? Or how did the origin of Two Cities, One World kind of get going there?
Well, when you're a music school like that, like Berklee or Musicians Institute, you know, I see these as very similar schools on the opposite side of the country. But anyway, basically, one of the biggest reasons to go is for networking. So any musician who crosses paths, who meets, you know, gives them a card and is like, hey, let's collaborate. Nobody has an ego there about being anything. They just want to collaborate because everybody's there. And that is cool. And so that happened to us. We met on a bus one night.
Yeah, we did. We actually fell in love. We didn't really meet to be in a band or anything. Right. Although he did invite me to go to jams.
No, the first thing that happened, look, beyond all that, beyond our love story is, I gave you a card.
We always argue about who invited who.
No, that's not the story. Look, I gave her a business card because she said she was creating a band. And, you know, this is normal.
Yeah.
So we contact each other about that.
Maybe only said it to get your number.
Hey.
Snap.
It worked. But then I didn't like that music, actually. We didn't join a band.
And it was a cover band. It wasn't anything special. Yeah. And actually, it didn't work out at all.
But like 6 months later, we reconnected. I invited on to a jam, which actually Kevin Dean from St. Louis, he's a drummer. He's playing my old band, Rhyme or Reason, our old band. And he came out.
He was
visiting me, and I showed him in mine.
And that day, my parents were coming to town from Bulgaria. So I went there to the gym, and I had to just run out really quickly because there was some stuff, I don't know, I needed to help them for some reason. Yeah. And Jerry was like, what the heck?
So she came to the gym with us. She sang a bit. We just improvised messing around, doing whatever. Yeah. And then she left, and then
I invited you to my friend's show, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so on. But, you know, at one point...
Well, then we actually came...
I was a... What?
You were a singer?
I was going to say that I was already writing songs and stuff, and I guess I showed them to Jared, and then he started playing them, and then, I don't know, things happened very naturally to where we just started collaborating on music together. I think between two musicians, this is the most natural thing that could happen, even just from a friendship, let alone from a real, you know, relationship.
So we recorded her album, her first album, here in St. Louis with Andrew Steven from Eightfold Studio.
Our producer.
Yeah. It sounds so weird for me to call him my producer, because he's like one of my best friends for a long time. And just to say my producer sounds so weird. But if anybody needs stuff, this guy's amazing. So we worked on Up, her first album. Sounds completely different from our music. This is Anna's original stuff. It's really cool. We co-wrote one song, and that spawned it. And after that, we said, all right, we're going to join forces and actually be like a band.
I think what really helped us decide, though, on the genre, because we come from different backgrounds, and I was more of a singer-songwriter type, and he was more of like hip-hop and jazz
and fusion.
I never listened to jazz until he introduced me to it, because to me it was too complicated. However, we went to Anaheim for the convention.
NAMM.
And we didn't have tickets, or something happened. We couldn't get in, but they also set up stages outside. And so we saw Snarky Puppy play. Mm-hmm. I remember that. And then I thought, this is really beautiful, because I love their music. I was introduced to them recently before that. But I've always loved that they have their instrumental, but they have thematic. Like, it's easy to listen to their music, even though it's more complicated. And I thought, well, okay, I know that I can do this. And I can give the poppiness in the music, or like, let's say just the more relatable part of the music, which is the lyrics and the melodies, I can make them easier for the listener, but you can add the complexity of the jazz and, you know, the structure behind what I'm doing, and maybe we can make something interesting together that's complicated enough to engage the listener who likes to listen
musicians
to
musicians or anyone who likes
musicians' music, and also music. Be easy for people to understand without having that ear. So I thought maybe we can bring these two things together and kind of create our own style and genre. And this is what really started the band, was this spark of like, well, maybe there's something unique we can make. And this is what we've been going for, actually.
And we created the album together, our first EP.
Yeah.
That was a result of this decision. And it is like that. It's interesting. It's jazz, jazz, funk, pop.
Yeah, and I think
weirdness.
If someone listens from the EP to Let the Whole World Disappear to the songs that we, you know, we're going to play for you today, like, you can definitely see how we too mature as people and as songwriters, because then we were 22.
Right.
You know, now we are 28, 29. So, you know, we have definitely changed, and I feel that we have grown deeper into music, which is what I hope is, at least my relationship with music has definitely become stronger.
Yeah, I talk about a lot how, like, as artists, you know, you guys are constantly evolving. I mean, you know, you might have a stay in a similar lane, but you're always constantly being influenced by something else. And
of
like,
course, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I've talked about how, like, people get to go and write a record, and then maybe from even from when they started their record by the end of the record, or something, it's already something different, you know. So
right.
It's like,
this is literally what happened with
yeah,
us too.
Right. So yeah, it's just a never ending evolving of the sound and everything else. So.
Definitely.
And as people too, I mean, we're just, you know, constantly being influenced by everything in life. So.
It's inseparable.
And our music is that.
Especially when the songwriters are the performers as well. You know, it's inseparable that our life experiences will affect our music, because that's what we talk mm-hmm. about.
Well, that's those are our songs.
Yeah.
It is our life experience.
Yeah. Well, you guys wanted to share a couple songs, like from the record we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to share Disappear, which is, I guess, the title track of comes from that Let the Whole World Disappear.
Yeah. So. It's the song that named the album.
Right.
That's how I like to call it.
Yeah. And this song is all about, like, putting it on and just doing just that. Like, let the whole world disappear.
Yeah.
Just, like, relax. Just enjoy the music. Forget about everything. Don't, like you said, don't need to pick up your phone. Just, like, be with yourself and chill and enjoy.
Yeah.
And be in your own little world, you know?
You read my mind as I'm reading your soul. I'm taking notes, 'cause what you are gives purpose to my whole existence. Fading in, diving into you.
Fading in, becoming one with you.
And
yeah.
That's pretty much it.
And was the record, the full length also recorded in St. Louis? Or
this was recorded mostly in Bulgaria, and then Andy did some of the stuff. Like, some people here recorded on it, on horns, and Andy did stuff on keys. Most of the core musicians are in Bulgaria. We recorded everything pretty quickly at Pacific Studios in Sofia. So that was awesome. So it's a collaboration. Like, the band name, like I said, man, it's our lifestyle. It's like literally half the musicians are recorded there and half recorded here. So it's this collaboration of two worlds.
Sure.
We're always putting these two cities together.
And this song specifically, if you guys imagine this song, Disappear, we want to make a music video for and have it half in St. Louis and half in Bulgaria. So the musicians who recorded in Bulgaria, they will be in their own cool place, all individually, never together. Like, just in it, the music, letting the whole world disappear, you know, while playing. But then we're going to mix it, so you're going to see both cities. It's going to look crazy, because in the same video, you're going to see St. Louis, parts of St. Louis, parts of Bulgaria, all mixed into one, like it's one place. So,
yeah.
Weird.
I think, yeah, I mean, that's really a neat idea, and I think that's kind of the cool thing, too. Like, even with just the internet now, like, the fact that, like, you could all record a song, you know, and being in different parts of the world and everything else, too. Yeah. Like,
we do it?
You know,
we do
it's
it
just,
right here?
Right,
we
yeah.
do it all the time.
Right. Yeah. That's just, awesome. It's very cool that we have that technology today that we can do all kinds of fun stuff like that. And,
yes.
Definitely, yeah. Absolutely.
So you can pick up a copy of Let the World Disappear. It's streaming on your Spotify, but you can with iTunes,
Bandcamp.
We have physical copies at our
concerts. Yeah, if you guys come see us in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Just look it up.
Sure.
Let the World Disappear.
Yeah. Well, probably be good to get some of these dates. Like you were saying, you can come see. We have a string of dates coming up here in the St. Louis area. On September 20th, you guys are playing a SOFAR event.
Mm-hmm. SOFAR and Amnesty International are putting an event together. It's a benefit. There's going to be other bands, too.
Can we tell the location or no?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay. So if you know, you know.
Yeah. Those are very cool, though, what they've been up to so far.
Right?
And,
yeah.
So it's
we did it in Bulgaria, too, this last summer. It was awesome. On a rooftop. So cool.
Very nice. Yeah.
It was amazing.
And then on the 22nd, Connection STL.
Yeah.
In Chesterfield Mall.
In the Chesterfield Mall. It's a place called The Connection. It's a really wonderful place to go and be around these people. Everything that's happening there is amazing. But we're doing a benefit concert for the hurricane relief. And our band, Two Cities, One World, and J.D. Hughes will also play. And if anyone out there wants to perform or do anything, you're also welcome to join or contribute in any way or bring your organizations there. The whole thing is we're just going to celebrate, have a good night, and raise money for the individuals who are affected by these hurricanes, specifically to the individuals, not to an organization, but we want to make sure 100% of anything donated goes to people who need it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that man, that's some awful stuff. Like I saw some video online where like the entire ocean's like gone down there. Like the hurricane, it sucks so much water up. Like the people were like walked off where their dock, where you know used to be right on the ocean, and there's like all it is just open, you know, land. All the seashells and all the stuff like and there's so much water got sucked up into this hurricane. Right now, and they're saying it's going to come back, and it's going to come back in a hurry. So, like, whenever it could raise 10, 15 feet in minutes or whatever. And, like, so it was pretty scary. And, like, of course, like, you know, it's just like, it's just such a weird thing to look out there where there once was all this ocean water, and now there's just open sea or open land or whatever. Like, you know, so
that's
pretty
very
wild.
Strange.
But kind of cool in the same sense. I mean, again, it's awful, but it's like also kind of cool to think about like maybe what kind of buried treasures you could find. The fact that there wasn't all this water on it, but
you better go check.
Chests with gold coins and pearls. And
sure, but no, I mean this is awful stuff. And yeah, if you can, I mean, I know they're taking anything, you know, water and diapers, whatever. I mean, anything you can, anything you can spare. Cash, whatever, like, but, yeah, there's some heavy stuff down there right now, that's, and they're saying it could be, you know, 6 months recovery trying to get, you know, so much
So
much affected down there. So it's going to be a long, long process. To
I do want to say that besides that, there has been actually big, I don't know if it's a tsunami wave or something in Asia, in Tibet and Nepal. So a similar thing has been happening there. I think maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago it happened, and I just want to shine some light on it too, that maybe we can support these people somehow too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy stuff out there, but yeah, so that'll be really neat that you guys are doing that to help.
6 to 10, Friday, yeah. 22.
You're also doing CSL on the 24th?
Yeah, Center for Spiritual Living.
We're going to be guests again.
Is it 10 or 11 a.m.?
I'm not quite sure, but whoever goes to CSL knows.
Go to CSL. Center for Spiritual Living is a wonderful place to go. They do a service. It's really interesting, and people are amazing. The food is cool. Energy is always really wonderful, so we love being there.
Yeah.
It's not a church. It's like a spiritual gathering.
Center for spiritual living.
And there's a service and cool music and awesome people.
And everybody is welcome.
If you're not aware of it, I would go sometime. It's a very cool place.
We always have fun.
Yes, yes.
I think that's, between, everything you guys are talking about and, spiritual living and the hurricane benefits. I mean, it's just nice to see a lot of this positivity. Like, it's like, it's just really a cool thing that you guys are doing. So giving back to the community and everything else. And
That's very important to us.
Yeah.
So.
Also, one more date on the calendar for, we want to talk about is also, the September 29th. You guys will be playing a yoga festival.
Mm-hmm.
Manifestation, you said?
Manifestation. Yes. It's going to be super awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. What exactly is a yoga festival? I'm not...
Well, we shall see.
Yeah.
it's at a place in... is it Camp Cedar Point in Makanda, Illinois? But it's not that far outside of St. Louis. And if you go, I know there's all kinds of fun stuff to do, like water sports, different outdoor activities in general, a bunch of stuff. Looks like there's a lot of water sports and kayaks and different fun things. But people are going to be hanging out, doing yoga, having a good time.
I think it's music and yoga. There's an admission to it, but it includes food and stuff, and it's like a small fee.
Check out Manifest Station, Music and Yoga Festival.
Nice, yeah.
Come out that weekend, relax outside.
Yeah. Yeah, this is so a lot of fun stuff, a lot of opportunities to get involved with Two Cities, One World. You got and everything else, they can follow along on Facebook.
Yeah, check our Facebook page. That's the easiest way to know what's happening,
Yeah. but we, being here today, we wanted to do a little live jam and give you guys a little taste of some brand new stuff.
Yeah.
Some Rock Paper Podcast exclusives.
That's right.
Yes, definitely.
let's talk about these songs. This is first. You, I'm sorry. Is it Tia?
Oh, it's Tia.
Tia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
That song.
Can you say anything around this song? You guys.
This song, I'll just say musically, and Anna can say the lyrics. So musically, it's really. It's so fun. So. Feels really cool. This is in 5. This song is in 5/4, which is interesting, and it's in the Bulgarian language. And there's not too many things in 5 in Bulgaria. There's a lot of 7. There's a lot. There's 11. There's 13. Traditional music is an odd meter there.
There's no traditional music that is not in odd meter.
Well, there's new age stuff they put in 4.
This is pop folk. This
no, there's not. There's actually other stuff too.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it. So, whatever. This song is interesting because it's in 5, but then it's in 5. It's got bars of 6 here, and then it's bars of 11, and then it goes back to 6. So, musically, the meter is changing a lot, and that's interesting. And like the chords, part of it's about like power of music. I study music. At 3 schools, and what I'm going back to is like the power, the deep power in music rather than the complexity. Like the bass line is playing 2 notes over 4, over all the chord changes. It just plays the same, but it's not about complicated. It's just like that's powerful, So I don't know. I just wanted to share how you can use these tools in music. It's like getting back to the nature of music and the power of it.
Right.
You know, so we sprinkle all this in our stuff.
It's very interesting you say all
that. At least that's how I feel about what I'm playing.
That's so cool, because, I mean, this is a new song, so we haven't really talked about it very much. So it's interesting to hear his opinion about it. And the song is in Bulgarian, so most people won't understand what it's about. And actually in the song, I don't really say what it's about. It's kind of like you have to listen and understand yourself. But it does talk about a specific energy that's feminine, and everything that he said really resonates with what the lyrics are, which is very cool. And how it happened is that I had decided this summer to start journaling, and which is kind of difficult for me because I enjoy it when I do it, but when I don't do it, I don't want to do it. So it's one of those things. So I kind of made myself journal every day. And one day I go to bed and I'm like, I have not journaled today, dang it. And I was like, okay, fine. And I am in bed, and like the little light is on, so, you know, Jared's sleeping or whatever. And I take my notepad and I start just like, you know, just writing things down that just come to my head so I can just say that I have journaled that day. And so I guess I just got inspired. You know, it's like nighttime, it's normal to get creative. And I started writing these things that later, so this happened, and then I wrote maybe one page of things. And then later on, he starts playing, that's in a few days after, he starts playing what he's playing, which you guys will hear, and I'm like, wait a second. And I brought my notepad from the other night, and I just literally almost sang what I had written over what he is playing. So it's interesting to me that he, that his, whatever he wrote with the music that's behind it.
I wasn't even thinking. I literally picked my guitar,
yeah, you improvised,
played for about 10 seconds, and you're like, keep playing this.
I know. And I was thinking, no, this is literally how it happened. And now hearing him say this is, if you understand the lyrics, he's explaining my lyrics in a sense. And I didn't even know until he said that. And it was just one of those things that just happened,
right,
with music, where we were just on the same wave, I guess. Тя неземна, вечна, косите й носят искрит всички светове. Кожата й изтъкана от звезден прах, и тя блести, полита, изчезва и се връща. Дирите й мелодии пленява моя ум, а пленати най-сладък на света, чио гряни от цветове на северно сияние в сърце. Good.
Cool. It came out naturally.
And it's so weird to me that I just sometimes just write stuff and it, you know, it just comes out a certain way. Of course, I had to modify what I had written on my notepad, but it's like, why would I, like, right before I go to bed, write things in, like, poetic or, like, some, I don't know, my mind is definitely different and weird sometimes, but
yeah,
good things come out sometimes.
Is that how all the, I mean, it's always you with the lyrics and Jared with the music, or
no?
You guys collaborate on lyrics and stuff too.
He has written some songs. Actually, in the past few months, maybe 6 months, I would say, he wrote some really deep songs that are amazing, and I'm very excited to show them to the world. So yeah, I admire his creativity too, as a lyrics and everything.
Yeah.
But first, we split it mostly. Yeah. You know? We both influence, we should ask each other for what we think about each other's parts. And if there's something we can tweak here or there, okay, for both of us, that's helpful. But yeah, it's whatever. Like, it comes out different ways. Lately, I did write a lot of songs, but that's partially because I set goals, right? I'm actually like a life coach for a lot of people. And I have this program called Dominate Your Life Program. And I had a goal. I wanted to write 7 new songs within this time period, and Anna was not really around, so I was like, well, shit, I still have to do it, you know. So I just wrote a bunch of songs, and now we've been
every day I would come back and he would be like, I wrote a new song, and they're all so good. So and I'm like, what is going on? It's amazing. Jared's very creative, so he's always creating something new. He's always creating some melodic theme, he's always creating something. And,
it's so easy to create. You just have to.
Yeah.
You just have to actually record whatever it is that you're doing already, right. And then
just have no judgment on it. I think.
And no judgment, right? But that's the thing. And that's the thing about us and writing our music is like we really write in a pure fashion, I might say. But I mean, like, from an authentic place without judging it. Whether if I think people will like this or not, I don't know. I don't care. I just know that's real and that's my moment. And I'm going to solidify it and share it with people because that's my gift. That's my gift. That's my natural gift. So So yeah, everything just comes out. So my plan is just to write. Just keep writing, and share all of my joy with the world, meaning my songs, and people can listen to whatever they like.
Sure.
And that's pretty much.
Well, I think even that, like, sometimes I've heard stories too, like where people write and then like. They're like, that didn't, you know, maybe there didn't click at the moment, but then, like, you go back and you kind of revisit it even a year later or whatever, and then you're looking at an old notebook and like, man, there's something here.
This kinda, was something.
Yeah. Yeah, so you kind of rework it and you figure it out, like, oh, and then all of a sudden everything clicked up, right? So, so I don't know. I agree with that. I think you should constantly be recording and documenting it all and...
Oh, man.
Oh,
you guys check out, go to whatever, like Spotify, and look up Sledi, Sledi. Also, footprints. In parentheses, footprints. It's in Bulgarian, but I just want to say that song
took us
like 2.5 years to write it. We wrote half of it, and we were stuck on this thing. We loved it, and then it just, I don't know. We just couldn't do it.
And we just couldn't. We worked later, on it so much. We had we tried so many times.
We tried so many ideas.
We worked.
Finally, a couple years later, it just boom.
No,
it just
was
went.
Right before we recorded the album. I don't know what happened. Like right before we started recording the album, it just like came out of nowhere. That song. And it just happened. And actually, this other song that we're going to play for you today live kind of is like that, because we started it last year and it was really cool. Like this one part, and then we worked on it a bunch and we actually couldn't do anything else for it.
Also tried many ideas.
And then out of the blue, because the song is about autumn, I don't know, maybe it's because it's this time of the year again. It just
we literally
wrote
had
itself.
To go through the four seasons. We had to come back to
so
to
strange.
The fall time to finish it, because it's about the fall.
Yeah.
And now we experience it throughout. We got to experience the whole thing and not have wrote the rest of the lyrics. The lyrics are, in my opinion, they're amazing. Honestly, they're super artful, poetry, really cool. I mean, this would be a great movie song or something. But it's interesting that we had to go through that cycle to learn about it and understand. And that's the funnest part. Man, there's a quote in a Victor Wooten song. He says, oh, it's on the Sword and Stone, his new album, on the very first track. He says, a quest and a question. And lately I've been doing this a lot. So writing songs and asking questions in my songs and then actually searching for the answer, it's just leading me down this same rabbit hole of learning and stuff. So it's a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we ask a question, we go on a quest. But this thing, it's like sometimes to write a song, you know, like this one song I wrote that we'll have out soon. Like I wrote part of it, I asked a question, and then I researched and asked. I learned a ton of stuff. And then when I learned all this information, I went and finished the song because I needed to know that. So like this fall song, we needed to go through this season's to get back to finish it.
Yeah.
To be complete.
The inspiration for it kind of went away then, and then it just didn't make sense anymore.
And it didn't feel right not to play it in the fall. It feels so good when it's got that cool air, that chilly feel, and like the leaves, like, man, when it's fall time, it's crisp air. You know this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It feels so cool to play it. It just feels right.
Yeah.
Too. It doesn't feel right to play it in the summertime because it's too, you know, it just doesn't make
sense.
It's
too autumn-y.
Right. It's so cool.
So this is Slowly Fallen.
Slowly Fallen, that's right.
Yeah.
It's not out anywhere except for here.
When her sister comes her way, to unchain the heavy door. The ground will once again flourish from the ashes autumn born. I'm slow.
Yeah, so if you like it, let them know. Tell them yeah. You heard it here, and hopefully we'll get a proper studio recordings.
We're working on a new album right now at Eightfold Studio with Andrew Steven.
Yeah,
and this song will maybe be on the album.
I think it should be.
So is that thinking maybe next year, 2018? Yeah.
We're also searching for sponsors because there's a lot of music videos and things we want to create, and you know that costs a lot of money.
Sure.
So we'll make a win-win with somebody and make it happen.
Well, we already have applied for certain things, and we are talking to somebody in Bulgaria as well.
But that matters. But the plan is to get the album out within the first quarter of 2018.
Yeah.
First 3 months. That would be really great.
And I will say about this album, because the one we released before in 2016, Let the Whole World Disappear, those songs were written maybe some of them 4 years ago. So we have changed a lot in this album that's coming now. I really want to call this album The Things We Love, because of the song that carries that title and the meaning behind it. That's like the working title for this album. I don't know if we'll keep it. But I'm very excited to share it with the world because it is deeper and more meaningful. And I just think it's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah,
very exciting stuff. A lot of, and like, I think I think that's the kind of the key to music today. I mean, like, granted, it is the music, but having videos and having all this stuff, like, you have to keep people in, you know, kind of going back to what we said at the beginning, like, keep people engaged. Like, it's not just your ears anymore. You have to have the visual to go with
it. Yes, you do.
And everything. So, like, having some cool videos and some of those ideas we've talked about, like, I think that would be really neat to put it all together in a nice package, you know. Nice.
And the videos are going to be just as artful as the
music.
That's
what I wanted to say.
That's the fun part.
That we are very excited to create something I want to work with somebody who's a true artist when it comes to the video as well, because I want them to put their artistry into our video for the song.
And art is very important.
Just put our efforts together and then just make something incredible. Not just a music video, you know, mm-hmm. not just any random music video.
Yeah,
something that will make deep. A mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we do need them as musicians these days. We really have to expand our career, and you know,
yeah,
sure. We must. That's super important.
Yeah, I think this will be an interesting documentary and everything too. Like just between all your travels back and forth and stuff. I mean, it's
for sure.
You guys are up to a lot of cool stuff, so I think it would be pretty neat to document all that stuff. Like I said, so.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. It'll be fun to see where all this goes going into next year and everything. But yeah, if you want to reach out and get involved, well, I'm sure they would love to talk to you.
Absolutely. That's right. Yeah. We're looking for you.
Yeah. Yeah, this we have one more song we wanted to share, and this is also from
Let the Whole World Disappear.
This is kind of a little more upbeat, a little more fun.
Yes. Yeah.
And Sugar Daddy is the one song that we do have a nice music video for. If you want to see what Sofia, Bulgaria looks like, the city where we come from, or Anna comes from, I was living, you can see what it looks like there, by the way.
Yeah, we filmed that video. It there. And it is funny. The video is funny.
It's very funny, for sure.
It's a poppy song.
It's got some pretty funky stuff, dude.
We have some St. Louis. How do I say this? I wanted to say some St. Louis pipes. I don't
horns?
Know how to say that. Yeah, but I wanted to say it
cooler.
In a different way. Anyway, I wanted to be cool. Just never
it's okay.
mind.
Yeah.
I wanted to say we have some awesome people on it that are from St. Louis.
Yeah, great musicians recorded on that whole song. It's really great musicians, all of them.
Sugar daddy, sugar daddy, sugar daddy, sugar daddy.
Like I say, it's kind of funky, kind of a fun, upbeat tune, and I guess is that based on a true story?
It's based on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby, J Money.
Yeah.
I'm a sugar daddy, sugar daddy.
Yeah, you should have seen, like, when we first started playing this song, you should have seen his face every time we played this song, because he just perks up and he just has this huge smile on his face, like, the song is about me.
It's hard not to. It's kind of funny. She's saying all this cool stuff, making me look cool. And I'm like, hey.
And he's like, yeah.
Gotta be like.
It is very cool.
It's funny. Yeah, sometimes it's a lot of pressure. I mean.
I know, right? It's true.
But it is definitely fun to play that song. And yeah.
We'll pick up the record and, again, come out to the shows. Got a bunch of opportunities to see Two Cities, One World this week in St. Louis. And, get plugged in online. And stay tuned. More new music on the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peace out, everybody.
All right. appreciate you doing this. It's been great to get to look, know more about what you guys are up to, more of the story and everything, and learning all kinds of new music and stuff, so... I appreciate you taking some time out to hang out.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. I'll see you all soon. Thank you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.